Let's get down to business news now with Kim Savage. Kim, A2, the specialty milk company, has had a record profit, but what? Investors aren't really that impressed?
Yeah, well, I'll give you the numbers and you tell me if you'd be happy, Lisa. So close to $288 million in profit. That is almost up half on last year. If we look at the revenue side of things, the money coming in up 40%, just a mere $1.3 billion in revenue coming in for A2 Milk. A fair bit of money we're talking about here. A
lot of zeros, why aren't people happy?
Well, what we saw happen is that investors were expecting a little bit more here. It seems like the expectation was for more around the $300 million mark as far as that profit is concerned. And just by the way, A2 Milk, being the specialty milk company, it specialises in infant formula, has the highest market capitalisation. So that is the value of the shares, which are outstanding. Basically, it's the most valuable company on the stock exchange. That's why we watch it this closely and why, obviously, we watch its moves on the share market. And so what we saw is investors not overly happy with this. Its share price actually dropped 15% on its result, its full year result this morning, ended up dragging down that benchmark top 50 index about 1.5% with it too. So obviously it has an impact on the wider share market as well. The quote that was sort of bandied about today was "buy the rumour, sell the fact." What we've seen with A2's share price is that it's climbed about 50% over the past year, and then obviously the 15% drop today. And so brokers we talked to suggested that it was just around the expectations not quite being met, although obviously those numbers were very positive and a record, I might add. The company, though, not worried about what it really considers to be the sort of day-to-day moves on the share market. It says it's reinvesting in the business. It's a growth company. One of the analysts who follows A2 Milk, who I spoke with just a short time ago, said that nothing to be concerned about really. You'd expect with a growth company of this nature that they would be putting their money back into the business. They're not paying a dividend to shareholders, but that they are on track to some positive things in future, and that this is the kind of the direction they need to be going in, and the right one as it happens.
Bring us up to date on Fletcher Building. So it's back in the black, is it?
Yes, you'll remember that this time last year we were talking about Fletcher Building having a net loss of $190 million. And, of course, all the issues and the commentary that sort of came with that. So this year we're talking a profit of $164 million. So back in the black for Fletcher Building. Of course, last year it was hit by project losses and write-downs. And really over the last 12 months, it's been a period of strategic review for the company. It's shed parts of the business. It's roof tile business. It's Formica business as well. It's ditched those, really returning to its core operations. Also suspended at the start of last year bidding for contracts in that vertical construction space, basically the sort of commercial construction area. It has resumed those contracts now, so it's sort of starting to get back on track. Fletcher's chief executive, Ross Taylor, in talking to him today, he's very positive about the progress they've made over this 12 months. And of course, you know, getting back into the black is a good move for them. Going to be a much leaner organisation going into this year after a lot of the shedding that the company's been doing over the past 12 months.
And what else has been going on with the rest of the markets today?
Well, the NZX Top 50, that benchmark index, did close down about 1%, as I mentioned earlier in the day, down about 1.5%, 95 points lower at 10,709. And looking at some of those stocks which I've talked about, those companies, A2 Milk down 12% at the close, $2 lower, closed at $14.81. And Fletcher Building up more than 3%, actually, at $4.72. If we look at the currency, 64 US cents and 95.5 Australian.
Thanks, Kim. Kim Savage with our business news this evening.